Well, iwi marae, Māori organisations from across Tāmaki Makaurau, from Te Hana to Port Waikato, coming together to coordinate kai for our whānau and households, Taumata Kōrero. The chair is Huri Moana Dennis. It hasn't been running long, so we're just after a rundown and update since we've come down to the end of the first week. Me tuku mihi kia koe, te rangatira. Huri Moana, nā mihi kia koe. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon. And kia ora, tēnā koe. How is Taumata Kōrero going?
Kia ora, Claudette, e tata mai, e whakarunga mai. Thank you. Look, we couldn't have asked for a better start, Claudette. Taumata Kōrero was put together in 2020 December, and it was a response to the housing and homeless situation, Claudette. And basically, we sit next to the MSD commissioners, the equivalents, and rangatira ki te rangatira, we do the business. So there's Te Hao Ngāti Whātua, Waipareira, Hoani Waititi Marae, Rua Pōtaka Marae, Ngāti Whātua ki o Rākei, ourselves, Mūma, Manurio Marae, Papakura Marae, Huakina, Te Kohanga Reo ki Tāmaki, te Kahui Tūkaha, Te Matapihi, Mātou. And look, we every second day we've been meeting at 9:45. It's a bit of a war room situation, to be honest, Claudette, but we get the business sorted out pretty quickly. We managed to secure $1 million from the government Monday weekend. We've just about spent all of it. $500,000 on food vouchers, $250,000 on bulk buying. All of that stuff is flooding in at the moment. Ngāti Whātua is leading out on the financial administration side. Mūma is leading out on the distribution arm. And we wanted the Māori Food Network, Claudette. We needed one. We had to have one. Directly to our whānau, straight from the source, no middle people, and we're getting it out to our whānau as soon as we possibly can, which is almost immediately. We're pretty proud of the stand-up. We've given ourselves a seven-week window, given in Auckland we're talking about. Sort of we halfway through level four the next 2 weeks. We're thinking level three for another week or two, you know, noticing the numbers and all of that sort of stuff. But you couldn't ask for a better setup. It's our own Māori Food Network, Claudette, and we needed it up in Auckland. And all I do really is take the minutes. I'm a glorified note taker and keep everybody going. We've had Minister Carmel, Cipollone, we've had Pene, we've had Willie, we've had Marama, we've had Andrew Little. At next meeting, we've got Kiritapu Allen, you know, and they come on board because they need to keep us going, a bit of aki-aki for the front end, if you like. But, you know, apart from that, business as usual at Te Puia. We've still got homeless families there. We're pushing out with our food packs and our online service too, making sure whānau got what they need, eh? But there's a lot of struggling families out there, Claudette. When you close Tāmaki down like this, it's not all going to be pretty, but at the end of the day, and on top of the kai, except for ourselves and two other providers, they're all doing the vaccinations and testings. So we're certainly not mucking around here, but we know that lockdowns isn't the answer. We've got to get our heads around the vaccination to protect ourselves, our whakapapa and our kaupapa. Eh? So we're still pushing on. We're in it for the long haul, Claudette. Glad that we're sitting next to the agencies, the key leaders, MSD, commissioners, the equivalents in-house and Ministry of Education and Te Pune Kōkiri, face-to-face, kanohi kitia, action points, let's get the stuff done, coordinated, eh?
What's the role of the Ministry of Education in this?
They've been helping with resources, getting hard packs out to schools, digital resources. Now, down at Te Puaha, there's been a bit of concern that some of the resources haven't been reaching some of the mokopuna learning, but that's been pushed out as well. So really, it's a problem-solving thing. As they come up, we get them sorted, all of us. Everyone takes away their action points and we meet, ask what's happening there, what's the next stuff, what do we need to get out of the way, what do we need to do now, where's all this going, ake, ake, ake.
What's the difference between the food packs distributed by Taumata Corridor and the other types of food packs that we're getting?
Yep, no, fair comment. Look, I guess you can say it's more what they need rather than what they get, okay, because the current model, you sort of were reliant on what was coming. So healthier options, Claudette, essential goods, sanitary packs, formula for mokopuna. The vouchers would allow them to get what they need rather than what they get. And look, we've ordered 13,000 pre-cooked packs of some really nice meals, and you get a choice of meals as well. So I guess if you ask the question, it's about making sure that the food is nutritious. It's not just all box stuff. We want to make sure that our family eating properly, let alone eating, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and so the need is great. Then you've gone through almost $1 million worth of kai, value of kai. So the need is absolutely huge.
Yeah. And look, we don't anticipating it going away in a hurry. You know, as our marais do, as our whānau do, we manaaki all people, Māori, Pacific, ethnic, all of our sites, all of the sites have been inundated, if you like, by a whole lot of different ethnicities, and we're pushing out hard. You know, whānau ora has been sitting right in the middle of all this sort of stuff too. Claudette, we're not all whānau ora providers, but hey, mahi tahi tātou, and that's just a simple fact. Mm.
So when we get out of this lockdown, you know, and, you know, because we're all in this together, but when we get out of this calls for a Māori food service delivery that goes alongside our whānau ora, so we don't have to rely on the likes of a City Mission. And, you know, congratulations to them, and we thank them very, very much. But actually, you're talking about what's relevant and appropriate to whānau Māori and Pacifica as well too, no doubt. They would probably want to come on board and do their own food distribution as well too. But out of lockdown, this goes to show the need for a Māori food service.
Absolutely. And look, we're putting the bones together of a Māori food network right now, Claudette. And, you know, we all know there's nothing better than standing things up and getting the work done. So that's the long-term vision. We've still got a way to go yet. I'm pretty certain we'll run out of money shortly, but look, we're not frightened to ask for help. We've been quite deliberate in our approach. We gave ourselves 7 weeks because this is how long we could see this thing going on for. And, you know, the manaaki is to all people. I mean, look, I don't know any of the providers that I just mentioned who would turn people away. They'll give them what they can when they can, but it is time, Māori sovereignty of our kai, making sure that we have our own pipeline, because look, dare I say COVID has just put a different slant on everything, okay? Lockdowns to us is not the answer. Getting our whānau vaccinated, getting them all past the line is the first thing, but as you know, our people are going to be pōhara after COVID. They were pōhara before COVID. So our Māori food network is the way we know we can deal with it properly, getting the food directly to them, what they need, when they need it, but making sure also it comes with a whole lot of other manaaki, because don't forget, our providers don't just do kai. Wraparound services, family violence, homelessness, housing issues, support for benefits. And when you're working with the managers, the key people from MSD and that, got them all in the same room, that has to be a good thing. Let's get it done. So there's a long-term strategy inside of this, Claudette, and we just have to keep pushing. No one else is going to do it. We're doing it across Tāmaki because we have to. Mai te hana tainoa ka ki te puaha o Waikato. We know what we're doing, and it's deliberate, eh?
Ka pai, fantastic that the ministries have come on board, all the necessary services have come on board, but actually we've got to remember that the initiative was started by yourself, by Māori, and we didn't wait to be told what to do. And throughout the lockdown, 18 months ago, and this lockdown as well too. If Māori organisations and services like Whānau Ora and yourselves, Te Puia, Manukau Māori Authority, if you didn't take the initiative to do it yourself, would probably be struggling a whole heap more than what we're struggling now.
And isn't that just our story, Claudette? You know, we get on and do what needs to be done for the good of our people. And that's never going to change. And I think that's the beauty of us as a network, Māori network. We come together to support our people, our mokopuna, our whakapapa. Doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, we all getting together doing what we need to do. And the agencies, you're absolutely right. But we also acknowledge, too, we can't do it without them. And I have to say they've been very, very supportive and responsive. But the key to all of that is an ongoing, trusting relationship with the right people at the table, eh? It's an executive level, CE level decision-making table that just gets on and does the business. So we're pretty proud of the reach out so far. Our numbers are starting to pick up now, although they have been for some time, but by crikey, there's a lot of whānau out there who are connected. We're connected to just around 200,000 whānau across our collective reach. Housing, homelessness, social wellbeing stuff, kai, vaccinations, testing, the whole nine yards, Claudette. All Taumata Kōrero is doing is coordinating that effort in a meaningful way in front of the senior ministers who can see what's happening with our partner agencies, eh? It's working really well for us at the moment. Every second day we meet, no frills, get on with it, let's get the job done.
Fantastic. I just want to make this observation, and something must be going tragically wrong in our communities and in our societies if we have whānau that can't weather, that don't have the resilience to be able to weather this type of issue, these lockdowns. Something has gone tragically wrong before this has happened to highlight the disparities and the number of whānau who aren't able to weather this without support. Something's tragically wrong.
Absolutely, and absolutely. I mean, look, we learnt a lot when we opened our doors in 2016 to help homelessness, eh? 6, 8, 7 years later, we're still doing the same thing. That's the first thing. The second thing is, yep, whānau resilience has been pulled down, and over a long period of time, their resilience, their withdrawal has really been watered down. On top of that, you know, the agencies themselves, they've got a lot of work to do, and they know this, Claudette. There is a huge inequity between Crown resources and agencies in the community sector. I think I mentioned to you before, coming across from the police and working in the community, look, I didn't realise to a degree how busy it is in the community. And I have a lot more respect and a lot more experience now in terms of the work that they have to do and shoulder on behalf of. There's a huge inequity there that does need to be resolved. The housing and homeless situation is just one of many. But at the end, what was in front of us? It was hungry families. It was the fear, if you like, of this COVID, and it's a contagious matter and how it spreads itself around. But we just needed to get on with it. There's a lot more that'll come out of this, Claudette. I've got no doubt about it in terms of the learning. But like anything, when you go through a few lockdowns, you get a bit smarter about how you coordinate resources, because the first lockdown, coordination wasn't that good, to be honest. We were getting some who were getting more than others, and we were getting others who were getting nothing. Now we're getting an even spread. But what I really liked about this, Claudette, as we spoke about this at our briefing this morning, even the Pacific people, they come to the Manoes, they're getting help. And we know that they've got their own networks, and I know that they'll get themselves up and running as well. But, you know, that's the mahi. He mana whenu, he manaaki atu ki a rātou, ngā tangata whenua ki a rātou, aha ko no hea kai whiana.
Ka pai, and thank you so very much for joining us. I just want to get a quick comment from you. We've had some tragic news come out of New Lynn from the shopping centre. The police have shot dead. We expect police to fatally shot an individual who had previously gone on a bit of a rampage. Some are suggesting that, you know, it's the impact of the lockdown, mental unwellness as well too. It's a tragic situation all round.
And it's just so close to home. It's just around the corner from me, and I normally shop there, to be honest, Claudette. Just around that time, I made a decision to go to Countdown out at Mount Roskill rather than down to Newland, which is our shopping centre. And it is sad. I don't know all the circumstances, but for sure, you know, now and again, there is some frustration when the lines are so long, without knowing for sure, but it's just sad that somebody's lost their lives. But how many times have we seen that? The impact of the lines and the queues, it can be frustrating, and people, we just need to be a lot more patient, because we'll all get there. All the shopping that I've done hasn't been too bad, but by crikey, around the same time, I just made a split decision not to go down there. I don't know all the details, but really, really sad that that has happened.
Thank you again so very much for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate your kōrero and all the mahi that you do for us. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Tēnā koe.